It worked! The day big unit worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
It's Simpsons time. It is quite a green day today. I mean, you know, just the date refers to certain green lifestyle choices. Yes, this is being broadcast. I am speaking these words for the first time on 420. And I thought, because of that, I might as well talk about Weekend at Bernsey's, which is not the only Simpsons episode that refers to marijuana, but it is the one that refers to it most openly and for the longest time, makes it a plot point unto itself, you know, the entire theme, I should say, of the episode is pot. And I think it's great. It's really, really a standout one for me from this mid-season. I'm actually not stoned, even though I sound like I am doing this particular Simpsons stuff. This mid-series lull or plateau or whatever you want to call it, starting in season 10 or thereabouts. Has a lot of dull spots, but this is one of the extreme bright spots. I really, really love this show, written by Jon Vitti. And I love how it starts with the crows, and I don't love how it ends with Mr. Burns actually being dead and Homer and Smithers teaming up to make a marionette out of him. That is, of course, where the Weekend at Bernie's reference comes from in the title. Although I do always like to see Homer and Smithers together, hanging out and working as one to a common goal, it is something that I tend to enjoy seeing. And I love everything that comes in between, which is, you know, the real, at the time, it was thought that it was going to be sort of controversial. The showing of Homer smoking pot and everything that happens to him as a result of that, both good and bad. But in fact, when the episode aired, it drew almost no controversy. People were completely happy with it. It wasn't wildly popular, but it wasn't complained about either. It is really great. I think maybe my favorite aspect of this is the new design, the design that we haven't seen before this episode, of Homer stoned. The way his clothes are sort of rumpled and he has the half-closed eyes. He, of course, is smoking pot medicinally for his eye pain, and so part of the stoned Homer is that he has, like, bags under his eyes. I am not sure if that's supposed to be because his eyes are all swollen or because he is stoned. But, you know, that just sort of lazy smile that he has during those sequences, it really tickles me. I really love it. So here we are running down the plot of the episode. It starts innocuously enough with an infestation of crows to the Simpson backyard. I think the crows are great, really, really funny. All right, I'll rewind just a little bit more. At the very, very top of the show, Marge is serving GMO vegetables to the family. And when Lisa's potato eats her carrot, everyone is alarmed, and Marge says, "That's it, I'm growing my own." Grow your own vegetables, that is, in the backyard. And she can't do it because the crows are pestering her. And there's the whole great beginning sequence of her building a scarecrow and having to shoo away not only the crows, but also Flanders and Rod and Todd, who before the scarecrow is built, kneel in front of it because it's just a cross. But yeah, the crows are a real nuisance. She says, "I've tried heckling them, I've tried Jekylling them, but nothing works." But the scarecrow does work, only for a minute. Homer destroys the scarecrow because he is scared by it. And as a result of that, the entire flock of crows sees him as their leader, and he goes around for a little bit of the episode covered with crows, including, you know, bringing them to bed and to Moe's and everything. Let's see if I can remember the names of all of the crows that Homer has named. There's Russell Crow, Cheryl Crow, Cameron Crow, Crow Diddley, Hume Cronin, Gregory Peck. I think I'm missing one, but you get the idea. Everyone dislikes that the crows are in Homer's life, except for Homer himself. But he comes to dislike them eventually, too, because they pick up Maggie and fly with her. Maggie is unperturbed. This is the cute scene where the crows, like, shake her and she becomes naked, but then she uses her diaper as a parachute. But that pisses Homer off, and he yells at the crows, and they instantly turn on him and peck his eyes. And that is when he ends up in Dr. Hibbert's office, and Dr. Hibbert prescribes the medicinal marijuana to help with his eye pain. Yeah. When this was first going to be on in 2002, I remember watching the promos for it. And I think I'm remembering this right. The little soundbite of Hibbert going, "I'm going to prescribe something, but the treatment is a little bit controversial." And Homer's line is, "Does it go in the butt?" Which is very funny. I'm pretty sure that they used that as the teaser, if you will. Before letting on that he was going to be smoking pot. So yeah, it's completely legal that he's doing this. And that is why they were able to get away with having a whole episode about it. But there's a lot of levity and a lot of fun being made at the fact that marijuana is legal. For example, Hibbert says, "Oh, it's only legal for those who enjoy it. It's only illegal for those who enjoy it, rather. Now let me get you a prescription bong. Would you prefer the wizard or the skull?" You know, and his whole recovery sees him ease into the stoner lifestyle seamlessly. really without much of a view to him healing his eyes. He's just having fun. Various things happen. He forges a friendship with Otto, which I really like seeing. Marge is woken up by them laughing at the Three Stooges in the attic. More about that in a minute. Flanders comes over, asking him to sign a petition, actually, to recriminalize medicinal marijuana. And he doesn't pay attention to what he's signing, of course. Because he's stoned, and he does sign the petition. But before that happens, he entices Flanders to read the entire Bible to him while he sits, like, staring off into space, like, completely fascinated by it. Which I think is so good. Because Flanders is so happy to do it, and Homer is just so engrossed in it. It's a rare moment of harmony between them. Another really funny thing to me about that scene is when Flanders is at the door, Homer's like, "Oh, right, you're the God dude. Okay, I have a question for you. Could Jesus microwave a burrito so hot that even he could not eat it?" And that question is really funny, but I also really love that Homer digs into his pocket and he has the question written on a little slip of paper. Like, he's clearly given a lot of thought to this. That leads to the Bible reading session and then Homer signing the petition. Also, Homer is promoted at work because Burns, and this is what will tie in at the end of the episode to Burns being dead. Burns really appreciates that Homer laughs at everything he says. And so Homer is given this cushy position as Burns' yes man, which is going to be especially important as he gives a presentation to the shareholders explaining why they're losing like $6 billion. Another great, great, great little moment, speaking of work, is when Homer calls Marge from work and tells her, "I just realized I am the ow in the word now." I used to misremember that as the word wow, but it is actually now, which is so much funnier. So Homer not only gets to enjoy pot, he also has like a fancy car and a new suit, and he's like really having a great time with life. But when he and Otto together, and Marge, who's interrupting them, see on the news that the petition has passed and people are going to vote to recriminalize it, Homer gets really, really fired up and gets a rally together where fish perform, and fish are really part of the episode, all of them. They even do their little Simpsons theme riff. I mean, how could they not? I'm not a fish fan. I don't know much about them, but I do know that part of their live shows, and you know, it has been like that for a long time, is that they play part of the Simpsons theme. And while that's happening, or right after it's done, if you're in the crowd, you have to turn around and say "Doh" really loudly. Right before that happens, I really like the line, "Marge, I'm going to need 10,000 veggie burritos." I can't remember the number, but that, like, whatever. Exorbitant amount of veggie burritos. And Otto goes, no guac in mine. So it's pretty great. There's a few digs being had at the expense of stoners, like Trey Anastasia. Or no, Homer himself is like, oh, I really appreciate you taking time off from your jobs to attend this rally. And then there's a shot of the crowd going, oh, jobs? What is he? What? And the people in the front are like Disco Stew and Mr. Mitchell, the blind guy who... Laddie ended up discovering marijuana on in the Canine Mutiny, which is a great episode that I will discuss sometime soon. And Mona Simpson's friends, you know, the ones who have the juice company. Turns out Springfield has the real wealth of potheads to use in this episode. Everyone's having a great time. It really seems like they are going to defeat this initiative. And we get to see Homer as sort of a stoner Citizen Kane with, like, a big banner with his own face on it in stoned, half-closed eyes style. And him speaking in front of that. But then they realize that the polls are already closed because the election was held yesterday. And that means that all of them collectively spaced on the date. Homer goes to a newspaper machine that conveniently is right there on the stage in order to confirm this. So pot is made illegal again. Wiggum and Co. burn all of the pot. Of course, everyone inhales it as it's burning. They throw a sack of barber hair onto the bonfire to make it less enticing to people. But then there's still the matter of the shareholders meeting and Homer and Smithers trying hard to laugh at Burns's jokes that he's writing. Our profit margins will be thinner than Louise Brooks's negligee. You know, like neither of them can manage to laugh. And so Burns is mad. He goes to take a bath. And while he's in the bath, Homer, who still has one joint left from his pot-smoking days, passes it to Smithers and says, start inhaling, Waylon. You know, in sort of a last-ditch attempt to make them in a jovial mood. As a result of that, they forget that Burns has been in the tub. And by the time they see him there, he has drowned. And as far as I can tell, he is actually dead. And so they do Weekend at Bernie's style. They dress him up in a suit and parade him around onto the stage at the shareholders meeting. With strings attached to him that Smithers manipulates. And the action of them doing that and making him dance causes his heart to restart and him to live again. And the last scene that happens is Burns asking Smithers to make him slap Homer and then Smithers and then himself. I guess he realized that if he can get Smithers to move his arm for him, he doesn't have to do it, so It's better for him. It's great. As with all of the Simpsons episode that treat the idea of being on drugs, any drug, there are a lot of just really beautiful visuals, and there is especially this wonderful montage of stoned Homer getting ready for work and driving to work, where everything behind him is like sunshiny and psychedelic. He goes to the sink and opens the tap, and a rainbow comes out of the tap. He very haphazardly shaves his face in a way that even before anything happens, you sort of cringe at because he's doing it so brutally. And then all these rainbows of blood come out of him. And then, yeah, like he goes into his car and the car floats away. And the background switches, like it switches colors three times. In a super cute, hippie-ish fashion. I really like this episode. The last thing I'll say is that even before any of the pot-smoking jokes happen, the crow beginning plot is just so zany and great that it more than makes up for the somewhat weak nature of the whole Dead Burns stuff at the end. I love the personalities of the crows, or the sort of collective personality of all of them. Anyway, happy 420. This has been Simpsons Time.
Color in sky, brush and blue. Scarlet fleece changes hue. Crimson ball sinks from view.
This ain't no crowbar. This is a crowbar.
Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time through the Debigulator this afternoon or evening or morning or whenever you happen to be listening to it. My name is Amanda Nazario. I am delighted that you see fit to listen to not just lectures about The Simpsons, but lectures that were originally aired at least a year ago. In this case, a year and a half, I believe. Because it was 420 then, and it is now 11:30. Does that even matter? Maybe not. Please, if you feel like it, drop me a line. Drop me a comment on the playlist to the podcast page, wfmu.org/playlists/sy, and then click on today's episode. I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Can I believe what I see?